See how there's so much less fiber in this year's cow pie?
Norris Alba is a fifth-generation rancher, but he does things a little differently than his father and grandfather did. About 13 years ago, he started closely monitoring his herd's health using various natural indicators, like the composition of their cow pies, or poop for you city folk. Before then, the Alba Ranch operated like most others.
In 1998, it cost us $25 per cow per year in animal health products, dewormers, fly control. We were using shots to prevent pneumonia, Pasteurella hemolytica mucosida, a four-way combination of IBR, BVD.
Using what Alba refers to as modern medical props wasn't financially sustainable, and it didn't seem to be good for the animals either. So he started experimenting, first with rotating their herds on grass.
Our cows, they roam all over. As like Norris was saying earlier, you saw a few down here at the water trough. But they go up near the shade of the trees. They just walk around and meander.
That's Susie Alba, Norris's wife, who's every bit as passionate about the family business as her husband. In the years since they began transforming the ranch, the Albas have successfully eliminated the need for most shots and other animal health products. On the rare occasion when they do need to treat an animal with antibiotics, they cull it from the herd to avoid selling it for meat.
Dead animals pay no bills. I personally will not eat antibiotic meat if I know it. The animals that I've ear-notched, I'll take them to the sale yard and sell them.
That's an important distinction, according to a new report that highlights the link between antibiotics in meat and antibiotic resistance in humans. Produced by the Natural Resources Defense Council, Friends of the Earth, and Consumers Union, the report ranks various chain restaurants according to their policies on antibiotics. Chipotle and Panera Bread receive high marks for purchasing antibiotic-free products. But most other chains, including Subway, Olive Garden, and Starbucks, failed to have any policy at all. Though restaurants are lagging behind, many meat producers are stepping up.
We need to make sure that human use antibiotics are reduced on farm. And that's what Tyson is moving toward today in our broiler chickens. But we're going to work with our beef, pork, and turkey supply chain to get there as well.
That's Christine Dougherty, Director of Sustainability for Tyson Foods, who has spent the last year speaking about the company's commitment to reducing the use of antibiotics. But according to NRDC medical advisor David Malinga, making a distinction between human and animal antibiotics is a red herring.
They're all the same thing, and they travel back and forth.
Moreover, in the U.S., 70% of human-use antibiotics are being used on livestock anyway.
So it doesn't matter where you're using the antibiotics, whether it's in the hospital or in your home or on a farm, if you're exposing bacteria in that location to those drugs, they're going to develop resistance.
The CDC is currently logging 2 million cases of antibiotic-resistant infection each year in the U.S., resulting in 23,000 deaths. Misuse of antibiotics in human medicine is a significant part of the problem, but experts agree that the overuse of antibiotics in food also contributes. According to Alba, if you're practicing good animal husbandry, antibiotics just aren't necessary.
Farmer or rancher just has to make sure that his system out in the field is giving the animal the necessary nutrition. Grain is not natural. You look in the Bible, grain was for people, it was not for their animals. We have gotten away from natural in pursuit of production.
Sitting at their tidy kitchen table, the Albas also frame their management strategy in terms of what they'll be leaving behind for their children, Helen, Wilhelmina, and Waldo.
You need to pass the knowledge on, and if you're just going to the medicine box or the feed store and you're buying whatever you can buy off the shelf, it may be there next week, it may be there next month, who knows?
The Albas plan to keep expanding their production and hope to eventually meet rising demand for their products in Reno and Las Vegas. And they're not alone. As consumer awareness around the issue grows, more Reno Tahoe ranchers are slowly moving away from antibiotics. Amy Westervelt, Reno Public Radio News.